Gebrot hey on the Aleph, six lines from the big lines, before the big lines. Omer of Ovin, Omer of Eloi, Omer of Yochanan. Omad bin Komo v'kibel chayev. He said that people are playing catch, and somebody throws the ball to the other person, and he stood in his place, and the ball just went into his glove. So the first person's chayev, because he did everything. He made the akira, and he made the hanaka through the throwing. The other guy just stood there like a basket to get it. Okam in komo v'kibel potter. But, huh? Yeah, he just stands there and it falls into his hands. If he made the hanocha, if he pulled it out of the air, then it's one making akira and one making hanocha, and they're both potter. Okay. Okar mimkomo v'kibel potter. But if the second guy moved out of his place and he was makabalus, it didn't land where it was going to land anyway. It landed in a different place because he pulled it, he deflected it. Then they're both potter. Tanya nami hachi. Acherim omrim. Omar mimkomo v'kibel chayiv. Okar mimkomo v'kibel potter. Okay, let's see Rashi. Omad hamakabel bimkomo v'kibel, if the one who received it stood in his place and it just received the thing passively, then chayiv hazorek, and the one who threw it is chayiv because he did everything. Patur hazorek the lo avid hanocha, but if the other person deflected it, he moved out of his place to catch it in a place where it wouldn't have landed, then he's making the hanocha. Okay, boy Rabbi Yochanan. Zorak chayfetz, the neck or humim komo, the chazer v'kiblo mahu. Person threw something, and he ran fast and caught it. Okay? So, that's the shayla. Person threw something into the air, and he ran fast and caught it on the other side. So he made the akira, and he made the hanacha, but he didn't make the hanacha, we'll see, in the same exact place where it would have landed had he not ran to catch it. Maika mi boas a shayla. Omer avada barava, shnei kochos ba'odem echot kom mi boyale. Shnei kochos ba'odem echot kodem echot domi v'chayiv. Right, two kochos, where it's like two different people, but it's one person. Right, is it considered like one person? And therefore he's chayiv. Odil makishnei b'ni odem domi potter. It's like two people and he's potter. Right, if two people would be in the same situation, and the second guy deflected it, so it wouldn't be considered akira and hanocha on the same person. Same thing over here. When the person threw it, it was supposed to land in one place. So then he would have been chayiv had it landed in that place. Now he went and he pulled it out of that place and landed another place. So now you can't connect the akira and the hanocha together. The akira was one maisa. That maisa ended when he deflected the hanocha, and now the hanocha is a new hanocha. So even though it's one person doing it, but if you compare him to two people, he didn't make an akira and hanocha that were continuous. They're separated, and therefore they're not chayiv or no. Since it's one person, it doesn't make a difference if they're continuous or not. He made the akira, he made the hanocha, and he's what's it called? And he's chayiv. The Rabbeinu Hananel Tosfos brings down, has a different gears over here, and he has that the opposite. If it's considered like one person, then you're potter. It's two people like you're chayiv. Because the idea would be the following. Rabbeinu Hananel holds that if it's considered like two people, so what's it called? One made the akira, one made the hanocha, right? But here it's the same person, so he's chayiv. But if it's like one person, it's just like a person picked up over here, pushed to his left hand, he didn't make any, there was no movement, right? Same person. He made the akira, he made the hanocha, right? But he didn't make it carrying something, he just threw it in the air and then he made the hanocha another place. It's like going from left hand to right hand, that's what's it called, wouldn't be chayiv. So Rabbeinu Hanan learns the shayla is a different shayla completely than what how Rashi learns it. Okay. Rashi, my komi boyale, my steka ikame, is a time of yifter, ho over akira vanocha. What's the svara? They should be potter. He made an akira, and later on he made a hanocha, and in between there was a havara of daladamas brishus arabim. Why should there be a ptur over here? Kishnei b'nei adam damyu potter, the havi lushnaim shasu. If you consider this guy like two people, he should be potter. The kivan shlohi niach hachepetz leilich ad mokom hiluchal, because he didn't let the thing go to finish his original Akira with the Hanacha where it would have gone had he just left it. Ela Rotzach Ravi Ikfo, he deflected it. Havi Le Akira Kamaisa Blo Hanacha. It comes out that he separated between the original Akira and the Hanacha. So it's not an Akira and a Hanacha, it's an Akira without a Hanacha and a Hanacha without an Akira. Because he deflected it in between, he separated between the two Maisim. So he made an Akira without a Hanacha, and then he made another Hanacha without an Akira. And that's what's called Memeli's Potter. Or no, it's considered like one person, and then what he deflected is not considered a separation. So he made an Akira, in the end he made a Hanacha, there was a Havara, it's all one person, and it's right. So Mara says, Teku. Okay, let's go on. Omrav Avin, Omrav Yochanan, Hichnis Yada Lato Chotzer Chaveiro, V'kibel Megishamim, V'hotzi Chayim. Person put his hand into somebody else's yard, and he grabbed up some raindrops. And he took it out of the yard, right, and brought it into Rishus HaRabin. He's standing in Rishus HaRabin, put his hand into Rishus HaYochid, grabbed up some rain, and pulled it into Rishus HaRabin. Maskiflor of Zera, Mali Hitino Chaveiro, Mali Hitino Shemayim. No. Over here, where the guy put his hand out into Rishus HaYochid, and he grabbed up some raindrops, Lechara, it's as if the Rabbanu Sholem put the rain in his hand. Why is that different than if the Balabayas put the thing in the hand of the Ani, and then the Ani pulled it out, they're both Potter, because the Balabayas made the Akira, and the Ani made the Hanacha, when pulling it out. Here's the same thing. The Rabbanu Sholem made the Akira. He's the one who put it into the hand of the person who's standing with his hand extended into the Rishus HaYochid. And the person then pulled it out into Rishus HaRabim, he only made a Hanacha, he didn't make the Akira. So what's the difference between if somebody put it on his hand or the Rabbanu Sholem put it on his hand? Iulo Avin Akira, he didn't make the Akira. The Akira was made by the person or Shamayim putting it in his hand. Where it says, Lotema Kibel Elekolat. No. It's not talking where he just let his hand there be there, and what's it called, and the rain fell into his hand. And Echanami, there be Potter, because basically, Min HaShomayim, they're making the Akira, and he's only making a Hanacha. But it's talking Kolat, he grabbed the rain, right, deflected it. So he made the Akira, right? He didn't just stand there like a golem and have the thing put into his hand, right? He grabbed the raindrops. Okay. Shmuel says, "V'habayin akira mi'agavi makom dalit v'leka." If he grabbed it from the air, then there's no akira from a makom dalit. He grabbed it out of the air, so he didn't make an akira from a makom dalit al dalit, and that's not an akira. Amar Reb Chiya, Rebbe Bereid Rav Huna, "Kigod shekolat mi'agavi akosel." Now, okay, so it's talking where he grabbed it from the wall, right? He grabbed it from off the wall. So he made the Akira, and it was from a Makom Dalit. The raindrops were on, the rain was already on the wall. Shmuel says, Agabi Kosol Nami, V'holo Nach, L'maisa rain doesn't stop on the wall, it goes down. So if he grabbed it off the wall, it was on its way down, it wasn't at rest. Akira has to be, like we'll see from the sugis coming up, and what we saw before, an Akira has to be from a full rest. Even if it's a partial rest, could be that Akira is not considered an Akira. The Akira has to be where the thing was a total rest, and then you upset that rest. You picked it up from that rest. But here the raindrops were on their way down the wall. Kedomar Rava, the Kosel Meshupa. So Rava said, we'll see where Rava was talking about, but Rava, in a different case, right, had the same problem. And he said it's talking about a wall that's on an incline. Okay? Hachinami, the Kosel Meshupa. And same thing over here. It's talking about a wall that's on an incline, and the water, lamaisa, isn't going straight down. It rests on the incline of the wall. So it wasn't a total rest. He grabbed it up off the top of the wall, so it's an Akira. He made the Akira. He didn't just hold his hand out. He made the Akira off the wall, and it was at rest on the wall, because the wall was on an incline, and therefore what's it called? Ischayah. Veheich, let's see Rashi. Mali Hitino Chaveiro, the potter leitana de masnisen, diktani oshenosel atoka vahotzi shneim pturim. If the balabais of the ani put it into the hand of the other one, and then that one brought it back into his rishos, they're both potter, because the akira is considered the one who put it in the other one's hand, he made the akira. So here, the Rabbanishim put it in the rein in this guy's hand, so he made the Akira, not the person. Don't learn that he just put his hand out and he received the rain. While the drops were dripping down, right? Right? He like knocked the water into one of his hands, and that was the Akira. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. It's not talking where it was on its way down the wall. It's talking where it was resting on an incline wall. Okay. The Hecha Itmar de Rava, where did Rava say his din where he's machadish this thing that's on a wall that's on an incline? Ahodisnan, this Mishnah. Vayakore Besefer, a person was reading a Megillah. Al Haiskofa, on a threshold. Think of those who come from New York. It was on the stoop. If you don't come from New York, you have no idea what that is. It's like a step in front of the house where you can sit. It's dalet al dalet. It's more than 3 tefachim high, but it's not 10 tefachim high. It's not really a porch. The porch is a big thing. It's a little extension before the house where you can sit down. Right? But it's the threshold of the door, except it's elevated. Okay, an elevated threshold to the door. Okay? I think that's what they call the stoop, yeah. What? Yeah. In Afrikaans? What's it called in Afrikaans?
Stoop.
Okay. Now, and the Megillah unraveled. V'nizgalgal ha-sefer miyado. Gola lo etzlo. So he's allowed to roll it up and bring it back. Why, what happened over here? The stoop is a carmelis, because it's dalet al dalet. It's more than 3 tefachim above the Rishus HaRabim. It's extended into Rishus HaRabim. It's in front of the house. The house is Rishus HaYochid. There's a doorway. And in front of the house is the stoop. Okay. And he's sitting on the stoop, and he's in a carmelis. The Rishus HaRabim is in front of him. So the Megillah unravels into the Rishus HaRabim. He's still holding one end. So there's no Akira and Hanocha, but it's possible that if he'll drop the whole Megillah into Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be Chai. Okay? But he's not going to be Chai, because he's going from a Carmelis to Shai. He's still only going to be Potter. So since, even if the worst scenario happened, and he dropped the whole Megillah into Rishus HaRabim, he's only going to be Nelver Nisad Rabbanon. The Rabbanan warrant goes there that if he's still holding the end of the Megillah, that he could roll it back. Because the worst that could happen would be only a Siddur Rabbanan if he dropped the other end and it ended up going into Rishus HaRabim. But if he was on the roof, that's a Rishus HaYochid, right? The roof, the building is more than 10 tefachim high, and it's more than dalet al dalet, right? And the walls of the building are considered like they go up forever. So therefore, the roof is surrounded by mechitzas. So he's sitting in Rishus HaYochid, and v'nisgalgal ha-sefer miyado, and then the Megillah unraveled and went down into Rishus HaRabim. So ad shelo higia liyud tefachim gol lo etzlo. If the Megillah, the end of the Megillah, the other end that he's holding, that unraveled, didn't get yet to within 10 tefachim of the Rishus HaRabim, so it's still in a Carmelis, because an avir above a Rishus HaRabim that's higher than 10 tefachim is a Carmelis. So there, they weren't gozer either, since the other end is in a place where still it's a Carmelis, so you could roll it back to you. But if the other end got into 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim of the ground, so now it's in the Rishus HaRabim, right? So now we're afraid that if he dropped the whole thing, right, and since it's already in Rishus HaRabim, it's considered, it would be an Issa D'Oraisa. So now they were gozer, that you can't roll it back. So what do you do? Hope koaksav, you turn it over, so the written part is not exposed. It's turned over on the ksav, right? And that's more mechubik, right? Even though the Meiser says by svarim, covet of svarim, it's not proper to put a sefer on the ksav. To leave it, it seems that that's a derech mizoyin for a sefer. And here it's mashma, that's derech kovet, to turn it over, right, where the ksav is not exposed or whatever. I don't know what the difference is. Except over here, what?
The outside, you can
I don't know. You hear you're doing it out. But it's mashma that the covet is, it should be, the osio shouldn't be exposed. Okay. Okay, that's here, you have to put it one way or the other. Right? So, putting it unexposed is a covet for the thing. But where you have a normal sefer, that the normal way is where the ksav is up, and you put it the other way, then that's a bizoy for the sefer. You're doing the opposite here. The ma'aseh, you want to protect the sefer, or not leave it exposed, so turn it over, I guess. I don't know. Okay. So, v'havinan va, amai hofcho al ksav, halonach. Why do you have to turn it and leave it there? Right? Why can't you roll it back? L'maiseh, it didn't come to rest in Rishus HaRabin, even one end. So, L'maiseh, why are we afraid? What are we afraid is going to happen over here? V'omar Rava, the coastal meshupa. No, it's talking where it did come to rest on a wall that's on an incline. So, Mar says, Eimud Omar Rava b'sefer, the Ovid Denayach. When did Rava say his din? That what's it called, that a kosel meshupa, a wall on an incline, is considered like it came to rest. That's by a Megillah. A Megillah, what's it called, rests on the wall. It's resting, right? But Mayim, mi'avida denayichi, but water, rainwater, that's going down the slope of a wall on an incline, is that at rest? Mi'avida denayichi, right? Still moving. So we still have a problem. Right. In other words, a sefer can come to rest and it won't continue rolling if it's on an incline that's not so steep. But water always moves. Water is always moving down the incline, so it's never at rest completely. Elo amarava kigon shekolet me'algabi guma. Right. You grab the water off a hole. The water went into a hole of other water on top of under it, and you pulled some of the top layer of water off and brought it into Rishus HaRabin. That's the case where you're chayiv. So the water was at rest, right? It wasn't on a wall moving. It was in a hole. So it was at rest. And you grabbed it from the rest. You made nakira. You made anoch and Rishus HaRabin, you're chayiv. So Mora says, me'al gabe guma pshita, right? That's pashut. So, but if you tell me a regular case of hotzah, right? You tell me a regular case. I picked up something in Rishus HaYoach and put it in Rishus HaRabin, chayiv. Big chiddush. So what's the chiddush over here? You took water that was in a hole, right, at rest, picked it up, brought it into Rishus HaRabin, and Rava tells you, big chiddush that you're chayiv. What's the chiddush? So Mora says, ma'u desema, mayim al gabi mayim, lav hanochahu. Water on top of water is not considered at rest. Right? The upper layers of the water that are resting on the lower layers of the water are not at rest. Kamash malan, and the chiddush is that that's not the case. That all the water is considered one entity, and it's all at rest on the ground, right? So the top layer of water, the bottom layer of water, you can't distinguish between them. Water on water is one entity. So the water at the bottom layer of water is at rest, the top layer is also at rest, because you consider it all one thing. That's the chiddush. And we'll see, va'az the Rava l'tameh, and Rava goes according to his reasoning in another case. And that's the chiddush. We'll see that these cases tell me that water on water is a taka big chiddush, that it's considered at rest. Domar Rava, Mayim al Gabi, Mayim Hainu Hanachasam. Rava said that if you have water on top of water, you pick up a top layer of water. Right? You don't pick up water off the ground, all the water. But you pick up a layer of water that's on top of another layer of water. Okay? And you make an Akira on the water itself, that's considered an Akira. Because water on top of water is considered Derech Hanachasam. That's considered at rest. Right? You don't look at the water as being on top of the water. You look at all the water as one thing. Egos al gabi ma'im lav hanoi chanochaso. But if you have a nut that's floating on the water, that's not called at rest. It's floating. Right? That's not at rest. But water's not floating on water. All the water is on the ground. Right?
You can't, I don't hear the other side.
What?
I don't hear the other side. What's the happening? The water
that, water? Because you look at each layer of water as something separate. So this water is not on the ground. The top layer of water that I took off, right? The water is 5 inches deep. I took off the first top 2 inches. Okay? So those 2 inches are not on the ground. Those 2 inches are on the 3 inches of water beneath it. So those 2 inches of water are not resting on the ground. They're resting on water. And just like a nut on water is floating and not at rest, so water on water maybe also. Kamash Bala, no. It's not 2 inches of water on top of 3 inches of water. It's 1 unit of 5 inches of water on the ground. and all the water is considered resting on the ground. Right? It's not looked upon as a separate entity to itself. It's one unit of water. But a knot that's floating on top of water is two separate things. The knot is a knot, and the water is the water, and the water is not a place where it's at rest. We'll see in 1 second, three svaras, why not? Boy, Rava. Now Rava had this shaila. Egos b'chli. You have a knot in a kli, so it's at rest inside the kli. The kli tsof al gabi mayim, but the kli is floating on water. So what do you do over here? Do you look at the knot and the kli as one entity, and therefore what's it called? The knot is floating too, because the knot is in the kli and the kli is floating, so the knot is not at rest. Or no, maybe the knot is at rest in the kli, and the kli is what's floating, but the knot's at rest, right? Just the kli that's floating. Okay. Basar egos azlin and vahanayif. Do we look at the knot as a separate entity, and therefore it's at rest? Or do we look at the knot and the kli as one entity, and that's floating? The ha lo nai, deny it, it's moving. Teiku. Okay, teiku. Okay, before we go on, let's just see what's here and what the svara is. Rashi, kari b'sefer, kol svarim shalahem asuyim to megillah. All their svarim were megillas. Okay, scrolls. And the sefer unraveled, and he's still holding the one end. Golo etzlo, uperik basu de erevin, mokim lo biskofis carmelis, right? It's talking where the stoop was a carmelis. Kidon gavoa gimel urchavul dalet. It's at least 3 tvachim high, but not 10 tvachim high, because it would be 10 tvachim high, be rishus hayochid. And if it would be less than 3 tvachim, it would be bottled to rishus harab. So it's 3 tvachim high, and it's dalet al dalet, because if it wouldn't be dalet al dalet, it would be mokum ptur. And Urashus Harabim Overs Lepanav, and the Urashus Harabim passes in front of this stoop. The enough of Kuli Miyadayu Mahadri Le Urashus Harabim Miskofa Lavchi of Chatasita. Because if the whole thing would fall down into Urashus Harabim, and he'd pick it up and bring it back to the Carmelis, he wouldn't be Chayiv in Isidoraisa. He'd be Bimotzi Urashus Harabim the Carmelis, only in Isidorabonim. Hilka Chasha, the Roshu Echabiyado, since he's still holding one end, the Ein Kanakira Afilo Mishum Shvus Nomi Logoser. The Rabbanan here weren't gozer, right? Since you're still holding one end, and it wasn't really an Akira, right? Because Lamaisa, you're still holding one end, so pulling the other end from Rishus Harabim is not, even if it would be a Rishus Hayach, it wouldn't be a Chiyuv Deraisa. So therefore here, where it's only what's it called, the Carmelis, so they weren't gozer, since you're still holding one end. But if you're on the roof, and that's a Rishus HaYachid, because it's Dalet al Dalet, and it's 10 Tfachim high, and even though you're sitting on the top, of the Mechitzah is considered like they extend up forever. Then it's Gagal HaSefer Miyadav Rosh HaEchad Miyadav, and you're still holding one end. Ad Shlo Higia Rosh HaTachton, if the bottom part of the Megillah didn't yet get within 10 Tfachim of the ground. L'yud HaTachton Rishuav Rishus HaRavim Gol Etzof. It hasn't got into the Rishus HaRavim yet, it's still above the Rishus HaRavim, high enough that is considered a carmelist, then you can roll it back. He gia liyud also the golulam. The gozer abonim ishum shvus. Hecha de ogdo biyado. Atu hecha de nofik miyade kule de lo laise de ikachiva de raisa. Right? The rabbanim were gozer that if the other end is in a rishus, that if you would drop the whole thing and it would fall into that rishus, right, and you picked it up, you'd be chayv in atora, then even though you're holding one end, right, you can't, bring it back, even though you're holding one end. But if where you're holding one end, even if the other end would drop completely, that end would drop completely into the Rishus where the other end is, it'd still only be over Anishad Rabbanan, only, then you could roll it back, since you're holding one end. Hofchol Aksav, Kosvo Litzad Hakoso, you put the writings, the written side, towards the wall, V'hachola Klape Rishus Rabbim, and the blank side, open to exposed to Rishus HaRabim, Shelo Yeh Mutl Kol Kach B'Vizayin, shouldn't be Mutl B'Vizayin where this gil is exposed. V'Holo Nach, V'Amay Osir L'Gol Letzlo. The Maisa, it didn't come to rest. Why should it be Osir to, what's it called, to pull it to you? So where it says, Meshupa, Bolet Milmata, Umeitzer Milmala, Denoch Le'aloso Shipu. It's talking where the wall is on an incline, and it came to rest on the incline of the wall, and that wall is what's it called, Tosa says, Rishus HaRabim. stalking where people, what's it called, are used that wall, Rishu Sarabin. It's not a Carmelism. Rabbi Makastamale. Right? It's mamish, a full-fledged Rishu Sarabin. It's an extension of the Rishu Sarabin. People use that for transporting things or whatever in Rishu Sarabin. They lean on it or whatever. Okay, and that does a din, we'll see later, of Rishu Sarabin. So it's mamish, what's it called? One end has come to rest in Rishu Sarabim. Now, if the whole thing would come to rest in Rishu Sarabim, right, then you'd be chayim min haTorah, because you're on the roof, Rishu Sayachim. So therefore, even though you're holding one end, and the other end came to rest in a Rishus, that if the whole thing would fall into that Rishus, you'd be chayiv, therefore they made gzeira. It rested on the incline. Right? The water only comes to rest on something that where it's contained, inside something. But on a flat surface, it keeps moving. Right? Even where it's in a hole, I might think that the water is floating on the other water. So it's moving. So it's not at rest. That's called hanocha legabe water. So there's three different shitas here of why, what's it called, this is not considered, where things are floating, why they're not considered noch. Tosis asks, in Baba Metzia, the Gemara has the following case, that you want to make a kinyan in a chotzer. So the halacha is that a chatzar can't be moving. It has to be at rest. It can't be a chatzar mahaleches. Chatzar mahaleches is not kona. So Mora says, what happens if you have a boat, right, and somebody throws something into the boat, right, that it should be kona mitam chatzar? Do we say the boat is stationary, the water's moving? Or no, the boat's moving, right? Is the boat a chatzar mahaleches or not? And the Gemara over there says that boat is not a chatzar mahaleches. The boat is a bona fide chatzar. The water that's moving, the boat is stationary. And therefore, what's it called? You can make a kinyan. So, lechora, why don't we say the same thing over here? That the boat is stationary, the nut is the same thing as the boat. The nut is floating on the water, the nut stationary, it's the water that's moving. Right? So why don't we say over here also that it's an akira because the thing is at rest? Just like over there, the chatzar is not a chatzar maleches. So Tosa says that you have to distinguish between the Isurim of Shabbos and other things. By Shabbos, the main thing is this the way it was done in the Mishkan? If it was done in the Mishkan like that, then it's chayiv. If it wasn't done in the Mishkan like that, then many cases you potter. Okay? And by Kinyan, it has to do with the Metzias. Lemaisa, is this thing considered at rest or not? The Gabi Kinyan, it's at rest. The boat is not moving. It's the water underneath that's moving. Right, the boat's a stationary thing, therefore it's a kinyan. But over here, let's say it's stationary, but it's not stationary the way it was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they didn't carry things that were floating on water. So floating things is not the kind of akira they used to make in the Mishkan. They made the akira in the Mishkan from solid things, not from floating. And therefore, it's not doma le Mishkan. It could be that for all practical purposes, right? If you want to know the metzias, the natural metzias, it's at rest. But that kind of that rest wasn't in the Mishkan. And therefore, your potter. That's how Tosfos learns. The Ramban and the Rashba say that by a kinyan, you don't need it to be at rest. You just need it shouldn't be moving. So the boat's not considered moving. Okay? The boat's considered stationary and the water is moving. Okay? But that's enough to be considered that it's not a moving thing. Right? There, the idea is a chatzar ma'aleches is not a chatzar. You don't need it to be totally at rest, right? In fact, the Ritva says, maybe not, that's the same idea. The Ritva says by Shabbos you need total rest. It has to come to a total stop. So a boat is not totally stopped. It's minimally stopped, right? So, and that's enough not to be called the Chatzar Malechus. It's not a moving Chatzar, but it's not at rest either. It's somewhere in between. So for Kinyan, it's enough that it's not moving. For Shabbos, you need more than just not moving. You need that it's a total rest. And here it's not a total rest. We had this svara before. Legabi hanocha b'chlal. The Rambam seems to say another svara, and they want to say the Rambam had a different girsa here, but I don't think the Rambam had a different girsa. I think the Rambam had the same girsa we do, and he's learned that he says that it's not considered like it's on a makom dalet, dalet on dalet. So even if the water is dalet al dalet, it's not considered makom dalet al dalet. So some learned, the Rambam just meant to say that it's not a chashuv hanacha, but it could be. That's the idea: is the water is always moving, right? The water is not stationary. A liquid is constantly moving. So therefore, if something is on the liquid, right, it's never on the same spot for too long, right? It keeps moving around. So to be on a makom dalet, that's called a makom chashuv. So you need a solid thing that's called the makom dalet, that's chashuv. But if the makom keeps changing, then that's not a makom dalet. 2 seconds ago, this was the makom dalet that was under it. Now it's a different makom. That's not called the makom. Makom dalet means, makom means a stationary, solid base. But here there's no stationary, solid base, so you can't consider that a makom dalet. Right? It's constantly fluid. It's moving around. So that's not called the makom dalet. So they want to say the Rambam did wasn't goris, denied that's moving. Because according to the Rambam, it's not to do with moving. It has to do with the fact that it's not considered makom dalet. According to what I'm telling you, it's not. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Since it's nayid, since it's moving, you can't ever consider it a stationary makom dalet. There's no such thing as a makom dalet that's not stationary. So the nayid makes it not a makom dalet. That's how the Rambam learned. Okay. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking from the boat, right?
Why the Gemara said that it's rainwater?
What?
Rainwater is just in the beginning.
Yeah.
Geshem, may Geshem. The case has nothing to do with rain.
No. The rain. No, but now we have the case where the rain fell into a hole of other water.
I know. It's nothing to do with rain.
Right. Yeah. It's not. It's just a case of what's it called? Because otherwise, it could have been any water, right? But the Maisa, no. But the case we're speaking about the Hove. The normal case. One guy, what's it called? It happens to be it's raining, and he wanted to get some of the rainwater for the other guy's field. Could be also that what's it called? That he put his hands in the other guy's field, and he just Tom took water that belongs to him. He's a ganav. Here, the rainwater is hefker, so he can take it. Okay. Later. Now the Gemara says like this: Shemen shetzof al gabi yayin. You have oil that's floating on wine. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri v'Rabbanan. That's the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri and the Rabbanan. We said by water, the svara we said by water is that the water is not considered water floating on water, but the whole water is considered one unit, and that's on the ground. So no matter what the reason is, right, all the layers of water, all the depth of the water, from the top of the water till the bottom is one unit, and it's all considered resting on the ground. So it's doma to what was in the Mishkan, and it's what's it called makom dalet, because the ground is not moving, and what the svara is what's it called, it's totally at rest. You don't look at each layer of water as something separate, right? But solid on top of water, you do to look at two separate things. And then we're not sure if that's called hanocha or not called hanocha, in order there should be an akira. How about what's it called oil on top of wine? Or water. It could be water too. The only reason it says wine is because of what's talking about truma over here. But if it can't be truma, that's water. But the same thing, it was a thick liquid on top of a thin liquid. If it would be wine on top of water, it would be the same thing, Mustama, even though the Maramak is not much 100% like that. But Pashas, any similar, what's it called, viscosity would be the same thing of water on water. But here we're talking about something that's thick, like oil, on top of water. Are they considered two separate things, like a solid on top of a liquid? Or no, since they're both liquids, we look at them as all one unit, and they're all on the ground. Okay? So that's the machlokes of Yochanan and Nuri and the Rabbanan. Disnan, shemen shetzof al gabi yayin. If you have oil of truma that is floating on wine of truma, the naga tvul yom b'shemen, and a tvul yom, right, who is, what's it called, pasul's truma. Right? A tvul yom makes truma posel, but it doesn't make it tummy. Okay, so it can't be metami anything else. It becomes posel, but it doesn't metami something else. So he touches the shemen, but he doesn't touch the wine. So if you look at the shemen and the wine as one unit, then when the shemen becomes posel, the wine's posel too. It's all one thing. But if you look at the shemen as something separate from the wine, they're two separate entities, then the shemen becomes posel, and something posel can't posel the wine. So the wine remains tart, right? So the Rabbanan hold lo pasul el shemen bilvad. Only the shemen becomes pasul because they say the shemen and the wine are considered two entities. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Shneim Mechubarim Zelaze. They're both considered connected, right? Since they're two liquids, they're considered connected, and as soon as you touch the shemen, the wine becomes possible too. And the Mele by Shabbos would be the same thing. If you consider them two separate things, so then the oil is floating on wine. So we have the same problem then of a solid on a liquid, right? Same shaila. That was a teku. But if you consider them one, then it's like water on water, right? It's not water floating on water. It's a whole entity of water that's on the ground. Here it's a whole entity of shemen that's on the ground under the wine, that, or water, whatever it would be. Okay. See Rashi. Machlokas. Shemen shesofa gabi yain. Va'okar ha-shemen va'otzilu shusarabim. You picked up the shemen from off the wine, and you carry it into shusarabim. Vu'adin agabi mayim. It would be the same thing agabi mayim l'nyin Shabbos. Avolinyin truma l'asogid l'onokit yain. By truma, it has to be yain, because there's no such thing as water of truma. Machlokas of yom v'rabon and disman shemen shel truma. Shesofa gabi yain shel truma. Tvul yom posel es ha-truma min ha-torah b'yavom es perka oral. Lo posel ha-shemen b'vad. If he's no chibur zelazeh, they're not considered connected. The shemen posel who? V'lo tamei. The shemen is only posel. Can't be matame something else. Hilkach lo posel le-yayin. Therefore, it doesn't posel the wine. Le-yin Shabbos nomi. Havikadover acher hatsof alamayim b'lav hainu ha-nechosah. And the same thing would be Lagabi Shabbos. It's like another entity floating on something else, which is not considered it's not considered at rest, therefore it's not considered Nakira. Okay, let's go. Omer of Ovin, Omer of Biloy, Omer of Yochanan. Hayaton Ochlin Umashkin, Venichnas the Yotze Kolayom. You were carrying food on your back, right? And you were going in and out all day, right? Eino Chayiv Achiyamot. So you never stopped. So you made an Akira, but you never made a Hanocha. So the whole Shabbos, you're walking in and out, right? You never stopped, so then you're not Chayiv, right? It's Aser to do, right? Because an Akira without Hanocha is also Aser on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, you're not Chayiv. Ain't no Chayiv at Shiyamun. Until you stop and stand, but standing is a Hanocha. You don't have to put the food down in the Shusarab. Like we said, Akira's Gufo is Kakira's Chayiv, and Hanocha's Gufo is Hanocha's Chayiv. So you, what's it called? Omer Abaye, v'husha omed lafush. That's if you stop to rest. Mimai, mid the omer mar, toch dalet amas omed lafush potter, lekatev chayiv, chutzo dalet amas omed lafush chayiv, lekatev potter. Right? How do I know that you have to stop to rest? Because we have another memra that said if you're carrying something, dalet amas and shisarabim. You made nakira here, right? And you're walking dalet amas. So if you stop before the Dalet Amos, okay, to rest, and then you continued on, and you didn't go another Dalet Amos, you're potter, because you never walked Dalet Amos in one stretch with an Akira and Hanocha. You stopped before the Dalet Amos. So you made an Akira, two Amos, Hanocha, that's no Chiyuv, right? Then you walked another two Amos, or whatever, that's nothing. Okay, because you never walked Dalet Amos with an Akira before and a Hanocha afterwards. But, Lekatev, but if you stop just to adjust the thing on your shoulder, you didn't stop to rest, that's not called stopping. And you continued on after that till the end of the Dalet Amos and then you stop, then you're Chayev. Because that stopping to adjust the beam is not considered what's it called a stopping. So you carried from the beginning of Dalet Amos to the end of Dalet Amos with a short break in between, but the break in between wasn't considered a Hanocha, and therefore you made an Akira, Hanocha, with a short interruption, that's your Chayev on that. If you walked outside of Dalet Amos, you walked a full Dalet Amos, and you didn't stop to rest at the end of the Dalet Amos, you just stopped to adjust the beam, you're not Chayev, because that's not so-called a Hanocha. But if you stop to rest after the Dalet Amos, then it is a Hanocha. Same halacha, just is it considered a hefsik or is it considered a hanocha? Either one. It's toch dalet amos. That's a reason to potter you. After dalet amos, a reason to mechayev you. Maiko mashmalon shelo hoysa kira mishor rishon lekach. Right? What's the chiddush? That since you never made an akira, right, to begin with, right? You didn't. What's it called? You were walking around from before Shabbos, so you never really made an akira on Shabbos, right? That's the chiddush. Ha'omer Rabbi Yochanan Chadazim. Rabbi Yochanan said this halach already. The Omer of Safar, Omer of Ami, Omer of Yochanan. Hamavr chafotzim mizovis lezovis. The person was carrying in the house from one corner to the other. He's moving things from corner to corner. The nimlach aleim, and then he had charata, and he, instead of moving it to the other corner, he decided to move it outside. Voltsion, right? You were moving things in your house, and then you decide, you know what, I don't need it in the house altogether. I want it outside. So you're potter. Shalohaisa kira mishor rishon lekach. Because when you picked it up from this corner, your intention was to put it in the other corner, not to take it outside. Since when you picked it up, you didn't intend to take it outside, so now you change your mind. The akira and hanocha have to be with the same kavana. I wanted to make an akira rishus hayochid and hanocha and rishus haravim, right? Or vice versa. But if my akira was to be in a rishus hayochid, and then while I'm carrying it, I had in mind to then take it to rishus haravim instead, then the akira and hanocha weren't with the same kavana, right? They weren't al shame, the akira wasn't al shame, the hanocha, rishus haravim, your potter. So Mara says, Amurayin who Mar Omer Lo Bahaylish to Mar Malahib. Enochanami, two different Amoroyim said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan only said it one time, right? But they reported it in two different ways, but it's the same halacha. Okay, Rashi. Hayaton open to Mashkin, Mashmishalo Tano Lakach, and Lo Hayaton Bishus Yachid, Kidei Lo Licham Izovis Azovis. You were carrying it not to carry outside, you were stopped carrying it around inside the house. And from the time you picked it up to bring it to the other corner in the house, you never stopped. And you were walking in and out and in and out, and you never stopped. Right? But you're not chayiv until you stand still, stop your original akira, make a new akira in order to take it outside, and then stand outside, then you'll be chayiv. Hilka ki omad v'okar amanas lotzeis mechayiv. Ava v'lo amida lek akira el akira rishona. If you didn't stop, then you never had an akira except the original akira. And the original akira was not to carry it outside. The original akira was to carry it inside. V'hi lo hois amanas lotzeis v'atora lo chiva el melechus machsheves. The malach has to be melechus machsheves. It has to be important calculated. Calculated malacha. That's what we're talking about over here. The Gamirah in Mishkan, she's scabbing lasos on malacha. You have to know what you're doing. It has to be calculated. When is what's called shogeg? I know, calculated what I'm doing. Except I didn't know this was an isser. I didn't know it was a malacha. But I know what I'm doing, right? I know that the action that I'm doing is calculated. Except I don't know the halachas of the action. I didn't know it was Shabbos. I didn't know this was a malacha. But I know exactly what I'm doing. Okay? I just don't know what the ramifications are. But if I don't know what I'm doing, it's not calculated. I'm doing it according to this corner, and the end that I decide to take it outside, that's not called a calculated action. That's not chayiv from Min HaTorah. The husha omid lafush lanuach. It's only if you stood to rest. Hahi havi amida v'akira debasra havi akira. That's only when you consider it at rest. And then the akira, after that, is an akira from a hanocha. Aval omed lekatef, if you just stood, to l'sakin maso akseifel, to reposition the thing on your shoulder, lav amidohi, that's not called rest. That's not called at rest. Mida omer ma, rabahu rabbe davaya. Tok dalaramas, hamavir dalaramas v'sarabim, v'oma tok dalaramas lafush, v'chazer v'hishlim v'niyach o'omad sham, potter. Shlo hever dalaramas b'akira achas. You didn't walk 4 hours with one akira. You stopped in the middle. But if you stopped only to reposition the thing, then and then you continued on and you take a stop, then you're chayiv. Because the repositioning the thing on your shoulder is not considered a hanocha. If you carried a full dalaramas and you stopped to rest, you're chayiv. But if you only stood to reposition the thing, right, then Einzu Amida, that's not considered Hanocha. If somebody else came and grabbed it out of your hand, you're potter, you never made a Hanocha. Rabbi Yochanan said it once. Each one heard a little different nuance, and they reported what he said a little different way. But in the end, the same exact Hanocha.